The Rancor's Brothel presents. A Dungeons & Dragons campaign.
Out of the Abyss.
Scale mail.
Ooh. Once he shrinks back down, it's appropriately sized.
It is medium.
Who wants some scale mail? I think I'm already wearing it.
I'm going to pee real
quick. Acid right in like bottles, just like that?
Yes.
Okay. How many of each?
No, the tablets. You put them on tongue.
They're not tablets. They're a little piece of paper.
Say two of each.
Mesh hits. Two of each.
I know the drugs.
So we give those to the alchemist?
I'll take the acid and I'll give him the alchemist fire.
Okay. So right... Two flasks of alchemist fire. What's everybody's hit points?
What'd you say? Oh.
What's hit points?
Cody, the reason you don't have the alchemist fire is because I still have it. Now I have four. I forgot. I have been making it and just never gave it out.
26 out of 30.
What do I have right now?
Cody, what's your hit points?
I'm at 24 out of 37.
Okay, so...
It actually doesn't help me.
No?
Who? I'm already wearing a chain, and chain is a flat 16.
Scale's 16?
Scale's 14 plus dex modifier. My dex modifier is a plus 2. Well, that's been in there for two
Who would
weeks.
Like a cure wounds?
I am at full.
You're at full, I'm at full.
I'm down 13.
Down 13, down what?
I'm down 13.
Okay, so one each. It's going to hurt my overall total, but that'll give me one level 2 and one level 1 left.
I mean.
So to you, 6 plus 5, 11. And to you, Max, you're filled back up.
I was just making sure there are no insignias, there's no... No, nothing. There's no...
No Zent symbol.
Well, we're also... we don't know how the Grey Ghosts operate. On a scale of 1 to explodey, how loud were we, Jeff?
I don't know. How loud is an Eldritch Blast? Is that like an explosion?
It's not called an Eldritch Whisper.
Maybe it should be.
The Durgar were shouting their heads off. That's what drew the alchemist
from
the other room.
Well, that's kind of what I'm assuming.
But nothing beyond that. I mean...
Nothing is... Perception checks to see if we hear any further people coming?
Sure.
Guidance.
Poof.
Oh, you're giving it to me?
Yeah, I mean, you have the highest.
Do I?
Perception, I think, don't you?
I do.
No,
I have a plus 4. Except I've lost my d20.
I have a plus 5, so f*** you.
Oh, there it is.
Guidance on the stove.
I got a 20.
I got an 18.
Quiet.
Is there any gold on any of them?
No.
No money? The f*** walks around without any pocket money?
Cultists.
All right, how many crates were there?
So crates.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
We should probably check these. We should probably check these crates, yeah?
Yeah, you take a few minutes, bust one open, full of edible fungus.
Oi. Wait, will we recognize that as the fungus that makes us grow, or?
No, like regular edible fungus that they would be growing here.
Oi, free rations.
Yeah.
Load up.
There's a ton, between the crates and down here, yes.
No, we can load up on free rations for our party and ourselves, yes.
I mean, I'm carrying 10 already.
Fantastic idea, so.
The acid, is it the acid vial that's out of the...
Yes.
Okay.
I don't have any rations written down. I think Matt was carrying rations, but assuming... If you only have 10...
No. I have 10 personal rations, like actual rations.
Right, but I know you're doing note-taking. Do you have a ration counter there?
Yeah, I do.
I mean, like, we could all carry, like, say... 15 or some shit, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Once we got the Graggle Stug, we weren't worrying about rations. We had a total of 8 left when we got there.
Can we collect like 15? Can we collect like 30 more rations?
Yeah.
Okay. Can we collect 30. More than 30, or is 30 good?
Let me... Rations are pretty light.
Yeah, but you're not just eating one portobello every meal.
Like, we had 140 before split up between all 10 people. Or whatever we had.
Right, but
people.
I feel like, for some reason, I feel like you can carry, like, 15 rations apiece or something. Like, I don't know why that number sticks in my head, but there is a limit to how much you can physically carry.
Yeah.
I just, whatever that number is for 4 people, I would like to leave this
200
place.
Pounds worth. 200 rations.
Oh, no shit?
That's a max we can carry?
No, that's what is there in those crates.
Okay, so the max we can carry.
Not even what's down in the pit.
So there's 200.
We could feed the poor with this.
Sure.
Or, hey, we can all carry about 15 days worth. Can we go ahead and agree to do that for now?
Let's see how this goes, but yes, we might as well fill up.
So I'm going to write 60 down. Well, plus the 8, so 60. Yay! So, that was unexpected.
Slightly expected.
No, you're the one who heard the whispers in the other room that told you that this is where the gray ghosts were.
Oh, that's all right. So do we have anything to identify them as the gray ghosts? Or were my head whisperers lying?
Doesn't seem to be. Should we wake one of them up?
He's not really saying anything, just looking concernedly at from one party member to more concerned to the next and then to the next. One of you who can actually see down here want to lead, or should we just go forward with a giant bright light on the front of the glaive? I was hoping to do this quietly, but we've killed 4 people already, and we haven't left the storage room.
Well, I mean, I'll go in front. I'm for range weapons, so I'll go in the front. Anybody got a problem with that?
You want to scout?
Okay. Well, I don't want to scout. I just want to be the front of the line.
How loud are you?
Huh?
How loud are you? You got heavy armor?
Oh, yeah, and I'm large. Mm. So I'll be the first target, which is fine.
I got good armor climb.
Up to you, bro.
Pick my shield back up.
Good idea.
So you guys are moving on?
Yeah, I can't remember. Is there visibility down here or no? Is it pitch black?
No, it's dimly lit.
Okay. I can see all right then, just not well.
Any perception of the room? Like, is there anything we're missing? Any nooks and crannies?
In here, no.
Yeah, okay.
You find this branch, you find where they were living at, and you find this locked door.
Locked how?
Actually, no, I take that back. It would not be locked because it's barred from the other side.
That's what I was asking.
He came out.
So then it should be open.
It is open.
What do we peep?
An alchemy lab.
I walk in and go,
It'll take you an hour to ransack.
I mean, what am I seeing? Just beakers and baubles and...
Little bit of everything.
Okay. I mean, I can replace my alchemy kit.
You can absolutely replace your alchemy kit. Are you going to spend the time to go through the whole place? It will take you an hour.
I'll take what I know I need, which I think should be pretty quick, right?
Take us 15 minutes if all 4 of us do it?
Sure.
Cool. We'll do that.
I don't think... an hour is also the length of time of a short rest.
That's also true.
Mm-hmm.
So if you guys... I'm at full. If he and I break this up, we can get through it.
I gave back like 3 abilities, Lucas, on a short rest.
You should also remember you get your spells back after a short rest.
Yes.
I get back my turn undead.
I know.
Yes, that's the point he's making.
I used a second level. I think I only get first levels back, right?
No. You regain all used spell slots.
I don't remember that.
You don't have any first level spell slots.
Yeah, I do. Two.
No, you don't. Once you gain second level spells, they become second level spell slots.
Oh. So I can't cast anything at first level at all?
You cast your first level spells as a second level.
So like if it did 1d8 damage, now it does 2d8.
So the reason why I was saying allow Lucas to take the hour is that
I guess I didn't.
I'm not going to roll any hit die, but I'm going to regain some abilities.
Sure.
So you're going to regain some spells.
Close the door, bar it. We'll empty this out. That way if anything comes at us, we'll be good.
Just post a couple of us right here next to the door who can see and just be on the lookout for anything.
That's fine too. Somebody wants to keep a lookout, I'll gather all this stuff that I can use.
If somebody wants to go back and holler back to them that we're here and we're okay, but we killed some folks and be careful back there.
You can also see a ladder.
Up and Seraph?
In this room, you can also see a ladder going up.
Out of the alchemist?
Yes.
I'll go right there. I'll go up the ladder.
Anything in the bedroom, too?
It's a long trip. Long ass ladder. Eventually, you'll come out into pipes. Large pipes.
Anything in the bedroom?
Yeah, it's an alchemy lab. You guys...
Besides this room.
No. Nothing worth anything.
That's a natural 20 on a perception.
Okay.
Do I smell anything? Hear anything?
Yeah, probably smells like shit. You guys are spending the time...
I'm just going to get back... Yeah, I'm going to get back my second wind and my action surge.
I don't
get
fuck off.
I get back my...
That thing is really dumb.
My turn undead.
You find potions.
Jeff has placed 5 vials in front of us.
I think he's literally trying to kill us, actually.
There's an orange one, and a yellow one, and a green one.
And 2 black ones?
2 black. I was trying to see if they were...
Holds it to a light.
Looks like a dark green. Yeah, it's a dark green. This other one's more of a lighter green.
That's presumably what food coloring does after sitting for a while. Because 2 weeks ago, Jess said, I'm going to leave this box here, and I saw him go ka-dink, ka-dink, ka-dink as he set it on the shelf. I went, huh.
I thought it was schnapps.
It might be. I don't know.
Nah, yeah, you don't know what's in it.
I'm
hoping it's water and
I
food
remember
coloring.
Reading this in the first Harry Potter book, and then it wasn't in the movie. Remember that? The potions test where you had to...
I do.
You had to drink the yellow one.
Mm-hmm.
Lucas, would you like to identify these vials before us?
I don't have an identify, but I can roll Arcana, right?
Well, he's an alchemist, so what did he make?
Yeah, so it would be, what, double the proficiency then?
You can't double proficiency.
I have a bonus thing for proficiency bonus. That's
exactly what you do for Stonecutter.
You're proficient in Arcana, right?
See, so I get a +2 to survival when I'm searching for things. Okay.
Are you proficient in Arcana?
Oh, yes.
Then roll Arcana.
I am too.
Yeah, but he's an alchemist.
Okay. You didn't make that distinction.
That's yours.
Oh, yeah.
No. I don't know what they are.
Can I cast guidance on my friend?
No, I wouldn't know.
He's not going
to. He still just got it, too.
I'm too busy gathering things to pay attention to what you're looking at.
These guys are crazy. He obviously knew how to do alchemical stuff, but you're not sure how he brewed these and what he brewed them into.
Yeah, I have no idea what they are.
Shall we pack them up and take them to someone smarter?
Or you can drink them.
Ooh.
We're sure that they're potions and they're not something you throw, right?
Yes. If you use your detect magic, they all register magical.
Okay.
Well, I'm...
What school of magic?
Good idea. Good idea.
Separate them out.
I'm going to bet summer transmutation.
I don't know. What's a healing potions school of magic? Is that a thing?
Conjuration.
These are conjuration?
Healing
potions.
Healing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's probably fair.
Oh, also roll me 2d6 separately, please. One more flask of alchemist fire.
Somebody else roll a d6.
Four.
Four acid.
So there's one more fire and four acid.
Go ahead and take whatever you want. I can make these things.
Does anybody else want acid? I already have two.
I mean, I'll take whatever I can get because it's more shit to sling around.
Go ahead and take
so.
It. I can make these things.
Your detect magic. You will see two that three. Register sure. as conjuration.
Which ones?
Light green and yellow.
Light green and yellow are conjuration.
The dark green is a stronger conjuration aura. I said these.
The orange one, I think, is the only one you haven't said.
Evocation.
Oranges.
What?
Evocation.
Okay.
And abjuration.
Oh, I didn't realize they're. Oh.
What's the? What color is the last one?
Black. It's called black.
Abjuration. Really.
Lucas mm-hmm. should really probably Defense, study what yes. all this means.
Right. No, I... Yes. The evocation one is interesting.
So what... So two of them are conjuration, but one of them is a stronger conjuration. What does
yes.
that mean to me? It's just a stronger concentration of the other thing?
Very similar to these two, except a stronger orb.
Have you ever played Resident Evil?
In a very long time.
Okay, you know how you had a red herb and a green herb?
Vaguely.
Somebody got it somewhere.
There is no spoon.
No. Like, you could combine a red herb and a green herb, and then you jumped two levels of health as opposed to one.
Gotcha.
If I were to hazard a guess, you know, maybe he mixed some colors together to make it look a little, you know,
strange.
A little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
Right.
Bingo.
Lorthio!
Language.
Open up! Dwarven.
So, two
from
people get that door.
Wait, what door?
Yeah, we closed it when we were searching.
You closed yourselves
stuff, right?
in that room.
Well, I didn't want to close myself in there, but okay.
That's fine. Oh, that's what everybody else said.
No, I said
that's
we're
what one person said, and you listened
that's
to.
That's what Lucas said.
I don't know
said.
Ever why you ever do that.
Because it's the most fun.
So then the door's open. The guy sees us. What up?
No, I would have spotted people. I would have literally asked Matt or someone who could see to sit down at that corner and watch and see if anybody
Which
shows up.
Which he did
up.
Ask,
that's
and
true.
I shook my head. So,
anyway. Would you like to answer in Dwarven?
Sure.
Since I have a female voice.
And I got a stupid fucking Canadian accent, so.
You started.
I won't tell you what to do because we're being silent.
I mean, if you want to play it different, we can play it different.
No, go ahead.
Are you going to?
We can roll a perception check instead.
Before he says anything, I will tell everybody that there's a pipe that we could probably escape through up here.
I literally, I walk over to that corner and back myself against the wall so I can stab someone as soon as the door opens.
Okay, did I hear that, like, the alchemist when he was fighting, was he grunting anything when he heft his weapon? Like, did I hear his vocal cords at all?
Make him roll a performance.
Yeah, I know he's going to, but I just wanted to make sure.
Kira, like, literally walks into that corner. I know which way the door swings,
Make
obviously.
Me a retconned perception check.
Retconned perception check. guidance. I guess I don't need it. I'll do guidance anyway. Fuck it. 21, 24.
24, not bad, yes.
Can
you have caught a few snippets.
Can I do it?
I will give you, since you got above a 20, I will give you a performance or a deception, which is probably the same roll for you.
Yes.
Flat. Not at disadvantage, because you got above 20.
Guidance. 13.
13?
And I answer something smooth. I don't... Okay, yeah. Yeah. Just making some alchemy fire. What you want?
I've got your delivery.
All right, leave it on the doorstep and get the hell out of here.
Hell no, I need paid.
What did we agree on again?
No. I'm standing, like, right next to the door waiting for Matt to open it.
How much? Let me hang on. And I jiggle some coins like I'm counting.
How much? Oh, I'm sorry. You would have already found it. There is a very similar to your holy symbol that Gartakar gave you. You found one of those in a desk.
Okay. I'm not putting it on, so didn't.
I know. You're supposed to give me the holy symbol?
Oh, damn it. Sorry, I got you confused with the other guy. Hang on. And I'm going to... I need to... it's very photosensitive in here. I slide it under the door. I can't let any light in. Can't risk it, it'll contaminate.
You just want me to leave this laying here?
I mean, did I fucking stutter?
Make a perception check.
He's gonna leave, like, a baby dragon or some shit.
14.
Really fast feet.
You didn't bind him? God, fine, hang on. That's the signal to everybody. I'm shaking my head as we get ready to open the door.
I'm standing on the opposite side of the hinge, so you're opening.
Yeah. This would be where everybody stated they're ready to action as I shake my head.
Yeah. You're gonna stab something. I'll throw something.
I mean, it's fine.
I'm going to sacred I'm going to sacred flame as soon as I could see him.
Some of us may have fucking spells that would just not cause this to be a problem, but that's fine.
So you're going to wing the door open?
Once everybody has stated what they're doing. Troy?
Yeah, I'm gonna say again, we've got a way to get out of here.
Okay. I'm opening the door.
Okay, there's nobody there. You heard really fast feet running away.
You went in a circle.
I mean, that's the thing.
I thought the
they're about your size.
No, I mean, the thing is whatever he's leaving, he obviously didn't want to leave. So I thought it might be live.
And then I hear fast feet and I thought, oh.
Maybe it's something incredibly fucking dangerous, so you should look at it.
That's what I'm doing.
No, he didn't leave anything. Because he knew that Lortheo wouldn't have told him to leave it laying there. Because he knows what he's carrying.
It's probably an egg. We've missed our op. People at home are really loving this.
Could have been worse.
Hey, yeah. Schroeder, you remember that sad trombone sound effect?
How wide is so at the narrowest point, there was no door there. That was just a hallway, right?
Here?
Yeah.
Yeah, no doorway there.
And there's not a whole lot of shit there.
What do you mean?
I'm just trying to think of tactics, that's all.
Pardon me.
It probably goes So you said there's a way out. I say, speaking in my mind to, well.
Yeah, I'm listening.
So you're saying that, no, I was trying to do the mental thing because it's faster. So you're saying there's a way out up?
I think so.
How far up? I didn't know if you told us about it or not.
Yes, three times I said that there's a way out.
Right, there's a way out. What is it?
There's a pipe.
So there's a pipe way up there that smells like poop. So the question is, do you want to stay down here or you want to go back to Gracklestud?
We got anything that we can cut a pipe open with?
He was in it.
Oh, okay. I thought, okay.
This is how the gray ghosts are moving around Gracklestud. Or at least Lortheo is. Because clearly this other guy who brought him a delivery didn't come down the shit pipe.
Matt, make an intelligence check.
Oh, God. Guidance. Does that work?
Yeah.
I'll give it to you.
Needed it.
5.
Didn't help.
That was with guidance.
There's someone else that you can think of that would have really fast feet.
Oh, the fucking guy we're looking for.
What's his name?
I don't remember.
You didn't get that high on the intelligence check.
I can't believe you gave it to him on a...
I feel like it starts with a 5. D, but...
I gave him vague. I didn't say... That was probably Droki.
Droki, yeah.
So, that's the thing. If we go up, we're, like, leaving. You know what I mean?
Okay, we gotta go get Droki. Like, seriously.
By now, your mushroom has worn off.
Oh, it has a time limit.
It does. Okay. After about an hour.
Neato.
Weird how that worked out.
Sad dwarf face.
Well, I think they know we're here now.
Yeah.
It was an admirable speech, but I think it's time to continue onward if we're going to finish the job.
Are we continuing up or are we going after those feet?
If we run away from these guys, there's no reason that they won't leave and disappear.
Yeah.
So if you want to complete the job, we might as well move forward. We could try talking this time if they haven't found the dead bodies yet.
Okay. And by the way, thank you for the compliment. I feel like we're on the mend.
I mean,
it's good, mate.
You could have invited him in so we could have stabbed him or held him. But otherwise,
because you said you're ready to stab, and I was going to Sacred Flame, so I'm actually glad he wasn't there, because if we would have, that would have been bad. We didn't say, we just said whatever.
Keep going.
Okay, all right, so
let's go.
You come down out of the alchemist's lab, down to the, you can tell Droki went this way.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
That's
another. There's another door that he just left flapping, left open, and you see left and right.
So I'd like to listen, and with my stone cutting, I think I would know which direction the echo came from, right? Like, I would not pick the wrong one?
I don't know. Make your perception check and see if you can even hear the echo.
Which one did the white rabbit go down?
That's what he's asking.
No, are there tracks? 14, and then do I add something for stone cutting?
That's on history checks to
analyze
stone. You can look for tracks.
Nope.
11.
Nope.
Kira turns left.
Okay.
Starts walking in that direction.
The way of the penis.
You got to get moving at some point. We're running out of time. If there was nothing perceptible that we know, we keep moving. For f**k's sake.
You find a crack in the wall, and then an intersection.
How big's the crack?
It's the one of the ones you would have to shrink to go through.
Is this the one we've seen before?
No.
I can't see. I don't know why I looked. Never mind. I think it is. He just changed.
Okay.
Rolling insight on the DM.
Looking left.
Roll a survival to see if you know where you are.
16.
16? Yeah, you're pretty sure you haven't been this way.
21.
Really sure you haven't been this way
before. But can I orient myself? Do I know which way other things are?
Yes. You can. Well, you. It's lit enough that you can see down this way. There's the water pool that you were in before. You turned at this bend, went down into the fungus thicket.
So we've
this
gone
is
back,
where you are now.
We've gone back to like the main hallway.
Mm-hmm. One of the main hallways.
But we came down here and saw this crack and determined to go down the thicket and not go through that crack last time.
No, you went through this crack.
No, when we came here.
No, you cast Speak with Plants and walked through the thicket.
No, I remember seeing another crack and we decided not go through that way and to go through the thicket.
There, and up into this.
Can we go, I would suggest we go the other way then, and not stay down this main hallway? Because our whole point was to try and get behind them. We could go back to the door and go the other way. I just said go left when we should have gone right.
Oh, yeah.
We can go back and go that other way.
Yeah.
There?
Yeah, I don't want to go down the main hallway. I'm trying to find it. If I just look at the map there, that passage to the right is narrower and maybe leads to a smaller bit of cave as opposed to walking down what I assume is what I'm calling the main hallway. You see what I'm saying?
So you'd rather go this way?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
Stranger Things is looking for extras with marching band experience, I'm just saying.
I don't know that you would pass as a high schooler, Matt.
I could be a teacher.
I'll wait for...
Why?
Huh?
He's just going to stand and cast Eldritch Blast.
I know.
So we'll just roll a d12, d10, whatever it is.
Anal bum cover.
He wanted to wait on you. I told him you just cast Eldritch Blast at it anyway. What did I see?
I don't know. We took a turn, we realized we were heading back the direction that we had come before, and then we took another. We went back and went the other way.
Go talk to the miasma again?
You can go that far.
You mean with those crazy magical creatures chasing him?
Okay. As you guys turn right out of that room, you go up, and you come to a room with a pool. There's a path leading around both sides of the pool. One goes up, and the other one goes under the higher path.
Is this Olympic size, or is this just standard outdoor? Above ground...
Almost 80 feet across.
It's a good sized pool. Does either path look more traveled than the other?
Make a survival.
18.
This path shows a little bit of travel.
Okay.
This path, they both probably show about the same.
I got a crit 22.
Does one look fresher?
Yeah, the lower one. The lower one follows right along the edge of the water. This one goes up about a total of 60 feet above the water.
Are the feet Darrow sized?
between Darrow and Dwarf, yeah.
So you're saying they're Matt's size?
I would say
they're about your size.
These tracks look fresher.
Just trying to softball it there, Jeff. Yeah, you want to go down the lower? You see anything in that pool of water?
No. It's my perception of...
Still waiting for Jeff to bring his
18. Sorry, that's persuasion. My perception of 14. Don't show me.
Reading was the only skill you had. If you use that, you're bringing us nothing. If you can't read the sheet or read the numbers, we have problems.
I see anything?
What did you get?
It total was a 14.
14?
I was insulting you.
You don't see anything in the water.
Well, I can read the flavor text for the room if you want.
You're not going to immerse me? You son of a bitch.
The chamber splits into two paths surrounding a large pool, filled by water trickling from stalactites along the ceiling. The western path forms a ramp above the pool's surface, and while the eastern path runs level with the water and continues into a tunnel opening. The water turns darker towards the center of the pool, where it transforms from a gentle swirl into a churning vortex.
So it's a giant hot tub.
Kinda, yeah. I did forget that part. Sorry.
Jesus. An immersion ruined.
Do you want to take a bath?
No, we're going down the lower path.
You are going down the lower path.
Yeah.
Gotta follow the white rabbit, bro.
Okay.
Gotta find the Queen of Hearts. Play some croquette.
All right. You will come around this way, go under through a small cavern, down this hallway. Another crack in the wall. One going north, one going south.
Oh, for
fuck's sake. I hate the Underdark.
Continue down the path or go through the crack.
It's not a very good roll.
Thank you.
I mean, right now you're one up, so I mean...
Two up.
It's not the... Well, you negate one for the shit roll. Then you have to add the number of dice you had or something.
You have to add the numbers on the back of the cards together.
That... Yes, there you go.
It's 40 to 1, bro.
40 to 1, man.
40 to 1.
So yeah, you seem to have lost the trail.
Yep.
Three other people could, you know, roll perception.
Survival.
Whatever.
Hey, would you like another card?
Thank you.
I rolled a two.
So we just did two ones and two twos. And even with guidance.
That's how you high five quietly on a microphone.
So I guess I rolled a 9.
We'll just get that all out. Just get that all out right now. We're done. No more ones.
Oh, no.
Shake them off.
The tide is turning. This is just the beginning.
6 black dragons.
Where do you want to go?
Home.
My keys.
I'm going to go home and go to sleep so the depression will end.
That's not going to cost us anything.
So you're in the hallway. You have a crack in the wall north and a crack in the wall south.
Nah, don't.
Or you can go further down the hallway.
Go further down the hallway. I don't want to go tiny if we don't know where the f*** we're going.
There's more hallway or there's a room this way.
What's in the room? Who's in the lead right now? What's the margin?
Matt was going first.
Yeah.
That's right. Forgot.
I'll follow that.
Really nerfing my length advantage if I'm standing all the way in the back.
He didn't want to be in the front.
Then fucking put a light on your glaive and stop bitching about it.
You have a constant light.
No, you dick wagons! I wanted to make sure that we weren't fucking seen! And then Stompy McStomperton and Large wants to go boom, boom, boom!
I'm not large. Hit me now.
Oh, excuse me. Boom, boom, boom.
I'm just saying. Don't bitch about your reach.
All right, I'm done sneaking. Stand in front. Nope, I'm done sneaking.
This one goes to 11.
I don't care anymore. Where's the front door, Jeff?
The first thing you notice as you enter this room is a heavy, unpleasant musk in the air, coming from cages assembled from scrap iron on both sides of the chamber. A spiral path circles into the center of the room, marked off by small stone pylons. Two Darrows stand by a large cauldron in front of a tent near the cave's center. Both are talking while apparently ignoring each other. In the cages, three hulking brown bears appear to be resting.
See why I want to be quiet?
Never wake a sleeping bear. I was waiting for a joke. It didn't come. Okay.
Is that from a thing?
No. It's probably good logic to never wake a sleeping bear, but...
Well, this has been the Logic Minute with Lucas Patterson.
Throw a fucking fire in the middle of the room.
Dun, 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 dun.
Let them do
it. I gave it a theme song.
To which the lyrics were dumb.
Do one of you fuckers have mage hand?
Nope.
No.
Just unlock the cage and slap the bear. Just really want to avoid noise and light when possible, since we are in a cave.
Fucking bears in a cage. How the fuck they get bears down?
Some folks we just talked to a while ago walked through a fucking mushroom. Like,
it's a magic bear.
You guys are coming in over there?
I mean, I guess bears do hibernate in caves. Maybe that's why they're resting. Reflex for them.
Are those also bear cages?
There are cages there, but these are the only three.
I want you to draw me some fucking bears.
No.
Okay.
They'll be illustrated by templates when they see us coming.
Gung, 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 gung.
Tent. And...
or manila envelope, depending on which way you look at it.
Every dog has his day. Good job, Lucas.
I'll ruin it here in a second. Path.
So we're fairly high above them.
No.
So then why is there... Did the spiral path just fucking yellow brick?
Spiral path is in the room, yes. It's just marked on the floor.
It's just like different kind of rock.
Do they have animal handling? The reason why the fuck they would do that for bears?
Well, no. I mean, I'm not proficient, I'm not proficient because it's wisdom.
I can speak to animals.
That'll do something. Tell them not to attack us, will you? It'd be great.
Hey, bears.
Hey, bears.
Smartest idea.
Use Neil's voice when you talk to bears.
Hey, bears. Hey. Hi. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, snuggle buddies.
So the people with animal handling, could you roll and see if that's... So you're telling me that there's no elevation difference. That's strictly just painted on the floor.
Just floor.
It's a...
to Darrow.
I bet it's
sitting there talking,
magic
not
circle.
Paying attention.
So what do you want
We are where? We are down there?
Why have they painted the floor? Is that something to do with the bears?
I don't think my character would have that idea.
I know it's weird, but can I roll Arcana on the floor?
Like blinders on a horse. Like,
or
you do that to train the horse to not look at other things.
Better yet, I will detect magic in front of me, in front of us, and see if that gives us anything on the floor. It's probably a good idea.
Should I talk to any bears?
I mean, I don't know that you can talk to more than one bear at once.
Actually, yeah, it gives you the ability to speak with animals. It's cast on. It's cast on you.
Yeah.
Now, it does say that animals don't necessarily have the same level of intelligence. You may not get the answers that you're hoping.
But if he's asking a broad question to all the bears, are all the bears going to answer at once, or can the bears talk to each other too?
Talk amongst yourselves. I'll give you a topic.
I'm getting beclimped.
This is bear talk with Phyllis. Today we're going to be talking to the brown bear.
You are casting detect magic?
Whoa. Pump the brakes there, Donald Trump.
Okay, they're bears.
Wow.
Damn.
You detect a faint aura of enchantment magic.
On the spiral?
Yes.
I just tap L&L and point to my head and relay that to you so you can relay it quietly to everyone else.
There's an enchantment spell on this path.
Ooh.
So we should probably...
It doesn't look like you can avoid it walking in there.
You can tell it's inactive.
Off the spiral.
Right. I'm just wondering if someone who might know anything about animals would know if this is a training thing for the bears.
No, it's a portal, man. We walk on the path in Sage's ear.
Did we go somewhere else?
You haven't walked the path voice. Yet.
Yeah, we're here at the front of the path. See that? This is in...
It's rolling to see when they notice us.
Yeah.
I begin to skip down it, going, follow the yellow background.
I mean, follow
the yellow background.
Why don't you fly over there?
Why don't you fly yourself?
Why don't you hold a person?
Could have done that had the door opened.
Yeah, no shit.
Getting closer.
Well, if one of the magic people are going to do something, because the only thing I can do is shoot somebody.
They have passives. Yeah. I don't need
Otherwise, my only option is to shoot them and charge forward.
No, I mean, I can totally cast whole person on one of them if you want me to. It'd be better if I saved that for him, but I guess since I have all second level spell slots, it's not a big deal. I can cast it again.
Why'd you laugh?
Because I've never seen a passive perception.
What was it?
Apparently very high.
Or really low.
Darrow do seem to be distracted most of the time.
Because they're insane.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, I'll just...
No, let's just start walking in and kill things. That's what we do anyway.
Stuck on it.
<You asshole. laughs>
No,
no, you're not. Okay, at that point, they'll hear you.
Okay.
You're clinking along.
Hey,
roll for initiative.
No, hey guys, hey, calm your roll. Hey, how you doing?
Oh, I don't need to roll twice.
That's easy. Yeah. Well, I assume you might be rolling for the bears or whatever else we don't know is in here. Sweet. That's what I rolled.
You rolled what?
I rolled a 4.
Oh, okay.
If only you had it. Only
plus
you had
2.
A car.
It's not that much more. No, Jeff took that from me.
No.
What'd you get, Cody?
6.
Troy?
8.
Matt?
19.
Lucas?
That is a big old 8.
Okay, Matt, you'll go first.
Hey, guys. Hoping I could ask you a few questions there.
Okay. Are you going to make any kind of a roll?
No.
Nope. Okay. Doing anything else on your turn?
Taking a defensive stance, just in
case. Dodge. That's fine.
Dodge.
I'm like, hey guys, hey, what's going on?
Is he doing okay? He's literally just peeking over his shield.
He's like raising his shield and pulling his warhammer behind him.
Hey, a lot of things down here like to shoot at me, so please don't do that. I just want to talk.
How would you react if, you know, suddenly someone showed up at your home in the middle of the night? Hey, I know you're in bed sleeping, but just want to chat with you just a minute. Pay no attention to my four-armed friends. Everything's fine. Don't just put your cell phone down. It's fine.
What are your dex bonuses?
It's got to be higher.
Mine's a plus 2.
Okay. Taking dodge. Mm-hmm. Moving up. All right. One's going to run here.
Oh, good.
One's going to only make it to there. This one will flip the latch on that cage.
Yep.
And that's its turn. The bear will charge out past it.
Does the guy get an op attack against
him? How big's the fucking bear?
Huge, motherfucker.
Bears are not small.
Pretty sure they're large.
A dire bear.
No, dire bears are bigger than that.
Yes, they're a thing.
Shut the fuck up, Lucas.
Large beast.
Had a chance to do something useful.
And they move 40.
Oh, yeah, no, it's going to come right up on his nutsack. He'll be glad there's a defensive stance.
Miss on the first. Miss on the second.
I got a swipe bite or just swipe?
Swipe bite.
Too clunky to be able to swipe twice.
Troy.
Unless they're standing. Just give me a big bear hug.
Do you remember the monastery? We need to prevent them from opening fucking doors.
Did you just
take an
blink?
Opportunity attack.
Yeah.
No, he just double moved.
Oh. No, that's a
and
single digit.
Miss. Troy ran past one to block the door of the second cage.
Yep.
And took an opportunity attack, but I missed, so.
Fuck.
Bonus action?
Tough hide.
That's
right. Because that'll be where I'm at.
Okay.
Lucas,
thank you.
I need a wisdom saving throw from number 6 there.
15.
Meets. Trying to cast whole person, guys. Didn't work.
It's the bear's initiative.
Same as on my turn.
Whatever the hell he wants.
It's fair.
I rolled a 12.
I'll stay where I'm at.
I'm going to come down just off to the side of Matt. I think I can make there in 30 feet. Yeah.
There?
No, I want the corner. Nope. Standing beside Matt. Matt's not the one with me. Yep.
Yes, I know. I didn't know if you wanted to get all the way up in its grill.
Yeah, because I want to take my reactions if it tries to hit Matt.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. You took Sentinel.
This thing's locked in here with me.
Stop.
That may not be the best thing for me to do. Once it's here, it shouldn't move away from me. Okay, let's swing on it. That's an 11 with the glaive. It's a monster.
That'll miss.
I was hoping that was enough.
Close. Very close.
Yeah, I knew it was 11 or 12. It's a reaction, so I can use my bonus to hit it again. Nope.
You hit the thing.
Yeah, it's a do-over. We all know when you hit a wet paper towel, it's cracked eye.
When it attacks him, I want my reaction.
Okay.
Bear attacks Cody.
Cody, Matt, you're up.
I'm going to punch-a-size the bear in the dick.
Okay. That'll hit.
That will hit.
Don't you have, like, a couple of things you can do to, like, give us advantage on hits when you hit?
Guiding Bolt or Searing Smite.
That's the one I'm thinking
but
of.
But I only have one of each spell left, and I would like to save them for heals. Max damage, though, so...
We took an hour rest.
11.
He doesn't
get
spells back.
Yeah, his is a long rest.
Oh.
Neither do you.
I know I don't.
Okay. So no, wizards and druids have a thing where they get spells back on a short rest.
I'm not either of those
warlocks.
Things.
Warlocks.
Yeah, warlocks get everything.
But sorcerers
back.
And clerics don't. It's 11 hit points on the bear. And I kind of want to eat a big mushroom and try to wrangle the bear. Ride it.
Give him a big hug.
Next is me. I gotta wait for him because he wants a reaction.
Did you just do one of the other dice instead?
Till then? Whose is that?
Mine. Sorry.
That's okay. Just his die. That's an extra guy that he conjured.
I conjured that.
No,
one.
I conjured it.
Top gobbler.
Take an attack of opportunity, Troy. That'll hit.
9.
None of your fancy cards.
Close. Help. This one is going to move up and try and attack you. Oh, wait a minute. I haven't actually attacked him. He just stayed right there. He pulls a crossbow off of his back and starts cranking. Two shots go winging past you, and the third one, we'll see if it hits. Nope.
To shoot his buddy?
No. If I didn't make Lucas roll to see if he was going to hit Matt, I'm not going to do it to me.
I ignore it.
He opens that door right up on you. The bear from the third cage comes out and attacks Troy. Misses on the claw. Hits on the bite. I'm assuming a 23 hits.
You damn well know.
Yes.
I don't know what his AC is.
Nobody's AC is 24. Whatever the
you just raised yours to 24.
Yeah. It's a reaction.
Is 2d6. What is that?
9.
6, 9. 14 damage. As a 20. The door behind you busts.
What?
No
fair.
I'm going to use
it. Roll the strength check.
So since I spent a bonus point using points, can I use points for reaction?
What did you spend points on?
Tough hide.
That's a bonus action, right? You only have...
That was the round before, though, wasn't it?
It was my it was my turn.
Because we haven't gotten to his turn yet. It's a new round, but we haven't gotten back to his turn in the order.
If it's on your bonus action, it's that turn.
Okay.
So this round, you'll be good.
Okay.
You can do what you want.
Is that slashing or piercing damage?
That would have been...
The bite piercing.
Yeah, sure. Did I hit with the bite or the...
I'm pretty sure you said the bite.
It was the second attack.
I assume you're going claw, bite, because that's the way it's written, and you missed with the first
bite
attack.
Bite and then claw.
Oh, well... I don't know which way you're rolling it.
I don't remember which way I said it.
Claw would be slashing.
Yeah,
either way,
it would
does
be
the effect.
Because I rolled claw damage.
You just said claw bite, so I figured that was the way it was written.
So
7.
That bear, and then is the bear in the cage 5 feet from me, I'm assuming then?
Right? Yes.
They both take 7 acid damage.
How many points did you spend? Okay. 7 damage?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Cool. Thank you. I am.
He has been.
Incorrectly.
Huh?
Huh? Yeah, how many points do I have, Jeff?
You've used 12.
You're right. I have.
You really used like 16 or something.
No.
Lucas, go.
Okay.
You want to start lighting off some fireworks? That'd be cool.
Damn it.
I also don't want to hurt you guys.
Well, right now, Troy is surrounded by bears and
I know.
Darrow.
Does that die? By the bear or something? Or
is nope,
just
that's mine.
Okay,
sorry.
I was like, why did the bear grow a giant dick? I mean, the bear is probably a bigger threat, so I'll throw something at the bear. I'll throw something at the bear that is on Troy.
Which one?
Wait, the one that
are
he
there two
see.
Bears?
Oh.
The other one's still in the cage, right?
It just busted the door down.
Oh, I'll hit, yeah. The
put
one
your phone away.
The one that's out of the cage. The one that's out of the cage.
Okay.
Eldritch Blast.
Okay.
Yeah.
That should hit.
It's a 13.
Yep, that'll hit.
All right.
Big old bear not wearing armor doesn't know to get out of the way.
13 damage.
Nice. Put a 20 spot on it so far.
Okay.
And you got hit pretty hard, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's mad at the bird.
I can throw you another D6. Is he more than 60 feet from me?
Nope.
Okay.
4. It's all good.
That's my turn.
Cody.
Did you hit it, Matt?
The bear?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's taking some damage.
Yeah.
Did it hit you? I'm guessing not.
No.
I would have gotten my reaction. But...
Oh, no. I didn't attack that round because I was waiting for him. You told me to go down here.
Yeah, you're right.
I didn't make my attack against you yet.
You're right.
Oh, I'm sorry. That sucks. So what were you doing, Cody?
I I think the DM is deciding to make his attack on you.
Make your attack.
Same reference.
He was holding his action.
If you're going to use
to use my reaction, yeah.
Use your reaction, then go ahead and do it.
Stop. It's a 15.
That'll hit.
It's an extra 12 points of damage.
19.
Nope. That's a push.
That's a push. 10 damage to match.
So now we're going back to my turn?
Yes, now it is your turn.
I'll swing on it again. It's a whole lot, 23 to hit.
That'll hit.
It's another 5 damage.
Okay.
How's it looking, Jeff?
Hairy.
More than bloody.
A little bloody.
That
pelt's useless now.
Where the hide?
Those you literally can. Suppose you can wear anything's hide. You really tried.
I really should think about this before I tell you damage.
No, it's okay. You can add the superiority die.
Yeah, that's what I was trying. I'm trying to think, because I feel like I might be able to stack enough. If I can hit it one more time, I might be able to stack enough damage to drop it so we can run over there and help Troy. If it's past bloodied, I gotta be doing pretty good. Let me, if I use a reaction, can I still use a bonus? It's another one, right?
Yes. Okay. You're not casting spells. It's just attacks.
I'm gonna go ahead and attempt to use my bonus to bop it on the with the butt end. 12's not good enough, right?
12 meets.
Okay, so I'm good. It's another 5. Still standing.
Yes.
I'll go ahead and use my action surge to hit him again.
Okay.
That's a 15 to hit.
That'll hit.
That's another 12 damage.
That one drops.
Okay. So let me see. I did action surge. I did this round. I've done reaction. I've done an attack action. I've done an action surge. I've done a bonus action. I can still move 30 feet, right?
You can.
Can I move 30 feet across the room? Can I take the diagonal to step up on Adara?
Or stand there?
No, I'll step up on him. Diagonal.
Okay. Thank you.
So I just blade and butt and blade and cut up a bear.
You do. Matt.
Sounds like dinner.
Running up here now. As I'm running, I do yell, "Call him off! We're friends with Bupido!" Is there any discernible reaction?
The reaction would happen on their turn.
Okay.
Are you making a roll along with that?
I'm going... Oh, like what?
Persuasion.
Like, persuasion or deception or anything like that.
I'm just yelling it.
Okay.
So if you don't roll something...
Which language?
Might not help you.
Darrow speak Dwarven, right?
Okay.
I don't know. Yelling it in Undercommon.
You're yelling it in Undercommon.
That's probably
okay.
A good bet.
And then I will attempt to... I want to hit to incapacitate, not to kill.
You make the call to incapacitate when you drop it.
Okay. 17.
I'm sure that'll hit.
Please don't hurt us, whack.
No, I mean...
It's kind of exactly what
you
just
can't
happened.
You can't get them to yield until they're down, so...
Considers a tell.
It's not good at haggling.
6 damage.
and the dwarf's not.
We did say that he wasn't far off, so
the one's going to turn around and try to hit you, Matt.
So does reaction. There's no reaction from the what have you?
No.
No. What was he holding again?
Crossbow.
Who? What?
Yeah,
he'll drop the crossbow and pull the spear off his back.
I use my reaction.
Funky looking spear.
I use my reaction to hit.
Yes.
To 15?
That'll hit.
For 12 damage.
Nice.
And drops it.
Bitch.
He's not dead.
Right? Incapacitate him, please?
I don't know how incapacitate him with a blade that's like 3.5 feet long.
You just... If you're going to kill him...
There is no such thing as incapacitating the Underdark. Kira strikes to kill.
Okay.
Please, we're your friend. As Kira just... 10-foot long blade just...
That's a nat 1.
That is a nat 1. That is the Darrow shooting at Troy. A piece of cloth or armor you are wearing is damaged. What?
What?
Is that?
That is the bow. On every subsequent attack, there is a 25% chance the item will split further.
So that's useless.
No, I mean...
He's
not wearing armor.
He's standing there with his pants around his ankles. Okay.
He's not wearing any armor. It doesn't
really
help.
He's got a crank on it, right?
Huh?
He was cranking on it, right?
Yeah.
Just like the idea that he just went and ratcheted like the drawstring of his pants into the.
So he wears like,
but no, it's not.
So he wears like
it's
fat man sweatpants.
Crank.
Like
it's a
Well, right. Now he's just got a thread that is...
He's old.
No, I think Jeff...
Yeah, he's shifted. A little.
I think that he's just... You're just seeing the thread of his pants just come undone as he keeps cranking on it.
Okay.
So that one, he totally, like, shot his comrades and stuff, right? The giant bears that are giving Troy cover?
Nope. And two bears, Troy. 19.
Mm-hmm.
That'll hit.
Can I do that or not? This is whenever. I should remember that.
12 damage. Miss on the bite. Second bear. Claw. 17?
No.
Miss on the bite.
Lucky. Does your acid splash thing only work once?
I have to spend points.
I know if it was for like the duration.
I spent 12. I only have 5 left.
What else did you spend points on? Or did you have some spent from the time before?
I don't know, Jeff.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I only have 1 left.
Okay. All right. Troy,
you ran out like 2 sessions ago, didn't you?
It's possible.
You guys rested last time before you came in here.
Yeah, we did.
I'm just kidding.
Short swords. No, that's probably not going to be anything.
Is my 10 doesn't hit, right?
10 does not hit. Which one are you swinging at?
The one in front of me. The one outside.
That'll hit.
15 hits?
Yes.
For 5.
Okay.
Should be me, right?
Lucas.
Which bears were...
Actually, I'm going to...
It's going to be an
op-attack. Well, that's the thing.
It's
going to
be an op-attack. Yeah,
you can do it.
It's risky.
What you doing, Lucas?
I mean, obviously nobody's hit the one inside the cage, but how bad does the other one look?
I mean,
bloodied.
Yeah, I mean, you've hit it twice, you've hit it once. And Troy,
when I say bloodied, I mean below half. I'm slipping back into fourth edition.
I know what you
mean. I knew what you meant. I'll try to kill the one that's closer to death. I mean,
okay.
If we can kill it, we'll kill it.
Same spell?
You know what? No.
I'm just asking. Jesus Christ, Lucas.
Give me a... I haven't really been rolling great. I bet the wisdom of a bear is not very high, huh?
Yeah, animals are usually kind of not great on the int and wisdom department.
Tons of charisma though.
So yeah, I'll take a wisdom take a wisdom saving throw from it.
Charming
a wisdom saving throw?
Yeah.
That's a 9.
I get it. And it's below its hit point, so it's a D12 worth of necrotic.
You have to roll well before you
I rolled a 1 on the damage.
That's 7.
That's a
dumb
7.
I can't see from back here at all. This room is way too dark.
I could see it, and I'm like twice
the distance.
I couldn't
see it from here. My angle looked like a 1.
Lots of ones have a little slanty
bit
on this
zone right here.
Anything else, Lucas?
I got the 600-watt lamp. You want me to bring it in here and set it over your shoulder?
Too dark for him.
Be brighter.
You're shielding it because of glare. It's a conundrum of a room.
No.
Cody,
well,
go.
Hang on.
Okay, never mind. He's not fucking done.
Can I, while he's talking, just move up to beside? Yeah.
Yeah, no, good.
Beside?
Yeah.
Because I think that requires touch.
Okay.
I don't think it's a bonus action, healing hands.
Yeah.
Nope.
Is that?
Yeah, it's 1.
That's a 1.
Is that? It's the top one, right?
Melee on the top.
Yeah. Take a 1d4 penalty to my next 2 attacks. Is that roll or damage? What did you say?
Attack would be the attack.
Yep.
My second attack then is 16 with the D4.
That'll hit.
7 damage on the bear in front of me.
Okay.
That's it.
Oh, bear.
Since I rolled a 1 on that first attack there.
Matt, you're up.
I'm going to run up 10 foot and hit that bear.
You're hitting the one in the cage?
Okay. The door's open, right?
It is.
Yeah. That's a hit.
That'll hit, yeah.
4, 9 damage.
I like how this bear's snout is just poking out the door and you're just like, wham, whack-a-mole.
Anything else?
Negative, Ghost Rider.
Okay. L&L.
Which one?
The one in here.
Can't do anything about that, sorry.
Oh, he rolled a 1, though.
I was hoping I might be able to, pop the other one.
If you give her attention, she'll stay.
You fall prone. 1d4 enemies within 5 feet of you may take an attack of opportunity. So, Matt and Troy, you can both take attacks of opportunity.
I'd like to point out I have a reach weapon.
Doesn't matter. You're not within 5 feet.
Bullshit. He's within his reach.
That's not what the card says.
15 the card.
To hit. 12. Both hit.
Yes.
Prone, you're rolling with advantage.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
So, roll those 20s now.
19.
Both rolled 13s.
18. So, I got 6 damage.
9. Okay.
It's decent. Wearing it down a little bit.
That was the first attack.
Can it attack in a prone position?
It can at disadvantage.
It can stand up.
Why is the bear in a prone position?
Because the card said it fell prone.
Oh, okay.
It will stand up and take its second attack. 24 hits, right? 12 damage.
You're going to have to do some healing spells here soon.
Second bear.
Reaction.
Go for it.
Minus the d4 is still going to be 18.
Okay.
You would count my damage first.
Yes, yours will take place first.
5 damage. I was hoping that'd be enough to kill.
I was hoping too.
Does not seem to be the case.
No. Nope. You're going to get one more swing. That was...
I'm just making sure Sentinel.
That was the first one, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
For 8 damage, you're down. Kira, second slash will come your way. 21.
Of course, absolutely. You roll 3s and 4s on everybody else.
Motherfucker, you know how hard, do you know how hard it is to hit Troy's character? 10 damage.
Say, no, Kira doesn't, because she's the one character at the table she hasn't tried to hit before.
The Darrow will take a pot shot at Morik and miss. Goes to Troy, death saving throw.
13.
That'll be a pass. Lucas.
This bear's got to die. Did I hit it?
Yeah.
Did I kill it? It's 8 damage.
8 damage to this one?
Yeah.
That will kill it.
Cool. My last one, Troy, gives you 3 health points. It's the last D6 I can throw. Yeah, I got 5 of them.
Cody, you're up.
The bear in front of me is dead, right?
Yes.
I will step up on the Darrow. Yeah. This doesn't apply anymore. I made 2 attacks since then.
Cool.
I get another one, though. Same card you had a minute ago. He can make an op attack again. Well, similar. I don't think it said I fall prone. I just saw the 1d4, or the attacks. Thanks, Nord Games.
Any who hit may make an additional attack from, but he's got a crossbow in his hands.
Okay. I wasn't sure how you play that. And the back end, 13.
13.
I smash him in the face for 7 damage.
That drops him.
Nice.
It's just a feint. Open him up.
So you're technically on the ground, but you are no longer making saving throws.
Don't move. The bear can sense weakness.
Fetal position.
It's how Leo lived through the Revenant, man.
Matt, hey, you're up.
I still haven't seen that movie.
5 years ago.
I know. I still haven't seen that movie.
I have hit the bear.
Okay.
I'm trying to smashy smash his
facey face.
Facey face.
Doing a bang up job of it.
4 damage.
1 on the die.
You smash damage a toenail die. Off.
And I do step right in front of the bear so as to draw the attack of it, and so it doesn't get my, you know, newly.
Yep. Well, he's not standing, so.
It is going to.
But I imagine he's going to try to
bite at Matt. 22.
Yeah.
13 damage.
Okay.
Claw. Miss.
Who's up?
That will go to Troy. Another guess. No, you're up.
I'm up.
You sure you don't want to stay on the ground and
it
heal
looks
yourself?
Very beat up.
Pissed off. Does it look like those bears that you see coming out of the forest fire on the news? Or like...
I mean, this thing looks really rough to begin with. Cave bears are not the prettiest bears.
Would you say that this was a slave bear?
Oh, can it ride a tricycle?
What?
Like in the circus. They're slaves. Those are bears that are slaves. They ride tricycles.
Okay. You don't see any tricycles around.
Perception check on the tricycles.
Perception check for tricycles.
I'm jumping up. Right, go. Popping claws.
14 plus stuff hits, right?
Yes.
If he grabs he's 12. A hold of the cage bar, can he create a tricycle? Is there enough metal?
Ah. This one's got ideas.
Incapacitate the bear.
For 9 damage.
9?
He'll be so overwhelmed by its reflex urge to tricycle around that it will not stop attacking.
Is it still up?
It is barely. Still up.
Ah, ha, 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 pun.
Oh, I get it.
Okay. Lucas.
It's a 15.
That'll hit. It's dead.
Yay!
I want to throw dice at it. Like, literally at it.
Our title track, Elders, is brought to you by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about Sleep for the Weary at sleepfortheweary.com or by following the link on our homepage at rancorsbrothel.com. Enjoy the cards used during the podcast? Check out those and many other excellent Nord Games products at nordgamesllc.com. Tell them the Rancor's Brothel sent you. Want to support the podcast? Donate to the cause at patreon.com/rancors_brothel. Patrons receive exclusive content, the opportunity to play games with us, the chance to win unique prizes, and more. And don't forget to join in the conversation on Facebook by following the Rancor's Brothel and joining the group Fans of the Rancor's Brothel. Follow us on Twitter @Rancor_Brothel and email your comments and suggestions to between2crits@gmail.com. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share with your friends. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. You live-